great Marvin Gaye. It's like sugar to my soul. How sweet it is to be back with you beautiful humans on a throwback Thursday on your radio friend. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. Glenn Klein got a big program planned for you this morning. And, of course, the lunchtime musical interlude coming up this afternoon. We'll have the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour. And then the author of Analog Advice in a Digital World, the great Rick Jones, who was preempted yesterday by, well, just the former Secretary of State and Democratic nominee for President of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, in her concession speech. So we'll have Rick Jones. Be very interesting to see what that guy has to say in the wake of this historic moment. We've never seen this before. It's stressful. Sociologists and psychologists tell us all the time that the number one producer of stress is change, even good change. And if you don't manage stress properly, it causes really bad things, like heart attacks and strokes and brain tumors and arthritis. 70% of all disease, science tells us, is psychosomatic. It starts in the brain. Doesn't mean it's not real. It starts in the brain. So if you're not managing stress effectively, you're apt to be liable to the negative effects of stress. Stress is like pain. The reason that God gave the body the ability to recognize pain is a warning sign. There's something amiss. So stress is actually a good thing if you handle it right. Stress is like weightlifting. When you stress out your muscles, you get bigger, you get stronger, you grow endurance, you become more confident, you look better. But if you don't handle weightlifting properly, it can kill you. So too with stress. The way that we're seeing some of the beautiful humans respond to the election of Donald J. Trump is unfortunate, needless to say. Protest, absolutely, it's part of our heritage. You can even burn the American flag, but that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to handle the stress. Here is the way to handle the stress of this massive change in the history of our country. This is Seth Meyers from last night on his television program, who has been not only an outspoken critic of Mr. Trump, but was an unabashed supporter of Hillary Clinton. Here's what he had to say last night on Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
The good news is, based on this pattern of me being wrong on every one of my Donald Trump predictions, he's probably going to be a great president. I felt a lot of emotions last night and into today, some sadness, some anger, some fear. But I'm also aware that those are the same emotions a lot of Trump supporters felt, emotions that led them to make their choice. And it would be wrong for me to think my emotions are somehow more authentic than their emotions. We're always better as a society when we have empathy for one another. So I would just say, I would like to say to those Trump voters, congratulations. I sincerely hope he addresses your concerns. I sincerely hope that if you felt forgotten, he won't forget you now.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the way you respond to losing an election. You empathize, you sympathize with your opponents. Not to call, I mean, the most horrible names that beautiful humans can call one another has been appearing on social networking for those that backed President-elect Trump. That's not the way you do it. You can. This is still a quasi-free country. But my friend Eric Lederman, who went to our summer camp in Eagle River, he's a producer for Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers is a good dude. And he just demonstrated it on national TV last night. As part of my public service as your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package, I am going to be sharing with you ongoing the reasons, the historical reasons that led to Donald J. Trump being elected president of the United States of America. I'm going to be doing it both in a micro way, things that happened during the election cycle, and things that happened in a macro way, historically speaking, way back when, because there is a reason that this moment happened. And as we say on the Hour of Power starting at 11 o'clock, knowledge is power. And so on this morning's Hour of Power later on, I will be sharing the macro reason, the first reason that this led to the first man in the history of the country being elected president who has never been in the government and has never served in the military. This has never happened before, folks. But on a micro way, there have been things, or in a micro way, there have been things that have happened in recent history that fueled the energy that not only led to Donald Trump's election, but also led, frankly, to the Republicans holding on to the U.S. Senate. This is huge, to quote the future president. Huge. We have never seen a united Republican government at the federal level. Speaker Paul Ryan and the Republicans control the House. Leader Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, will head the Senate. And Mr. Trump will be in the White House. Now the Republicans are going to have to put up or shut up. We're going to see what they do. But people are fed up. As Michael Moore said, and he was one of the liberals that had the pulse of not only the Trump supporters, but also Bernie supporters. People are fed up. They're tired of being lied to. They're tired of having their intelligence insulted. And this is how it manifested. And here is a perfect example from the campaign why people were fed up and wanting to renounce Barack Obama. This is President Obama speaking to the Black Congressional Caucus. Listen to what the current president and occupant of the White House had to say to his supporters, the way he spoke to them and what he said.
So that they could pull that lever. So if I hear anybody saying their vote does not matter, that it doesn't matter who we elect, read up on your history. It matters. We've got to get people to vote. In fact, if you want to give Michelle and me a good send-off, and that was a beautiful video, but don't just watch us walk off into the sunset now. Get people registered to vote. If you care about our legacy, realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. Good schools are on the ballot. Ending mass incarceration, that's on the ballot right now. And there is one candidate who will advance those things. And there is another candidate whose defining principle, the central theme of his candidacy, is opposition to all that we've done. There's no such thing as a vote that doesn't matter. It all matters. And after we have achieved historic turnout in 2008 and 2012, especially in the African American community, I will consider it a personal insult. An insult to my legacy.
There it
is.
If
this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election, you want to give me a good send-off? Go vote.
There it is. Democracy was at stake. You talk about hyperbole and over-exaggeration, and then he made it personal. See, it's not about the people to so many of these people. and to President Obama. It's about his legacy, his name, all the so-called progress that he made. And now everything is going to be undone. Not democracy, not justice, not freedom. Obamacare, gone. All those executive orders, gone. The arrogancy of his presidency holds no bounds.
Sometimes you just need a little help. Trusted caregivers from Society's Assets have been helping seniors or folks with disabilities live safely at home for over 40 years. Help with housekeeping, shopping, appointments, personal care and medication reminders, companionship, or care after hospitalization. Call 637-9128 or visit societiesassets.org to schedule your free care assessment. Society's Assets, care for loved ones, comfort for all. Society's Assets.
29 minutes until 10 o'clock on this throwback Thursday morning. The great Tom Carco is awaiting us in the news center with this hour's update on deck.
I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams with your Milwaukee and Racine area weekend weather update.